Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40... it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
From the Texas State Network, this is Countdown to Kickoff. Brought to you by Uber Eats. Counting on your team to deliver the win? Count on Uber Eats to deliver your favorite game day meal before or after the game.
Welcome into Countdown to Kickoff here on Texas State Radio Network's High School Football Extravaganza Week 8.
Can you believe
it? Is that what we're in?
Now,
yeah,
we
it's hard to keep track of all
4
this.
4 weeks away from
it's
the playoffs.
Right. That's insane.
Can you believe it?
That's just bonkers. Let's use all the adjectives we can think of. talk about how fast this is going. And, come on. Let's have some fun with it. We're in the East region of the state as we start off each and every Countdown to Kickoff. So let's do like we always do and welcome a different coach to the program. This week, it's none other than coming off a big win last week against one of their biggest rivals, that being Tyler Chapel Hill. No, we already talked to Coach Reardon, didn't get the Countdown to Kickoff mojo last week. So what do? We took the coach that took the mojo from him. That's right. Clint Fuller from Kilgore joins us. He's in year number 4. He's got this team rolling, ranked 8th in the state right now in 4A D2. We'll talk about how he's got 4 years in and kind of what are these plans for year 4.
Well, first I worked for some great coaches and learned a lot from them. And so that was really the foundation of my coaching philosophy, early coaching in the DFW area. Obviously you're coaching against other great coaches. So they sharpen you up from a schematic standpoint week in, week out. And then making the transition out to East Texas, different style of offense, being a defensive guy, you're going to get a lot more versatility from week to week. You might be in a spread one, playing a spread team 1 week to a wing T team the next week. And so that was big for me as well as my development schematically. But love East Texas, had a great run at Pleasant Grove, and then, been at Kilgore for the last 4 years, and just trying to sustain the tradition of excellence in Kilgore, and I think we've done a good job of that over the last 4 years. Well, our number one goal as a football team is to make the playoffs. So that was a big win for us to take a step in making the playoffs. And then obviously playing Chapel Hill, the rivalry's really grown since I've been here because they've done a great job. They got some great players. They do. Coach Ridden does a great job with that program, and they've kind of been on the rise since I've been here, and the rivalry has really taken off. But it was a big win on Friday night against a really talented Chapel Hill team and to get us one step closer to that playoff berth. As far as, the last few years, it's been back and forth. We've been able to win the district championship throughout the last 3 years, and they've got us in the playoffs, and so you're constantly evaluating things that you need to adjust to win that final game in the playoffs and take a step. And I feel like we've done some things over the course of our offseason, in the fall camp, and even our in-season prep to move us forward and hopefully go win that last game this year. There's no substitute for experience. And bringing back a bunch of guys that have played, especially, you know, defensively, we brought back, I think, 8-9 starters from last year's defense, and we were really good last year. So we felt like, especially early in the season, we were going to have to rely on our defense. You know, offensively, we brought back a bunch of receivers and running backs. They were a little young at the quarterback spot and O-line spot, but they've developed really well over the course of the season. And with our schedule, it's great team after great team, and so it's helped them grow. And, you know, really last week against Chapel Hill was the first time I felt like we really put it all together for four quarters in all three phases, offense, defense, and special teams. And so we continue to progress. I feel like we're still not playing up to our ceiling, and we got room for improvement. We continue to check the boxes on a weekly basis of preparation and getting better. I feel like the sky's the limit for this team.
The sky is the limit for that Kilgore football team. And, you know, it was nice catching up with Coach Fuller. He's got a lot of experience de-coordinating. Of course, his dad was a coach at Kilgore. I think was a defensive coordinator at Kilgore College. And then, of course, he was around different schools here in the DFW area. So, again, has seen, you know, not to say okay, Kilgore's big-time football as well, but, you know, got a chance to play in the big boy leagues up here in DFW, get an idea. And, of course, obviously, he's off to a good start over there at Kilgore. All right, coming up next, we're going to get here, but the weather and games that you, in addition to whatever game you're going to be at, that you need to be keeping an eye out for in the Eastern region. Don't go anywhere. Countdown to Kickoff continues next.
Now, back to Countdown to Kickoff, brought to you by Uber Eats. Counting on your team to deliver the win? Count on Uber Eats to deliver your favorite game day meal before or after the game.
I tell you what, Uber Eats guy, thank you so much for all that. And if you're hungry, got a little hankering for something, Steve.
A hankering.
Uber eat it. Uber eat it up. You will be glad that you did. Tell them Steve sent you. And look at the awkward smile that the Uber Eats guy gives you after you say that, because he'll be like, I don't know what that means, but here's your food. All right. You guys know what time it is. Big shout out once again to Coach Fuller for taking time out of his busy schedule to talk to us today. And we want to appreciate all the coaches that take time out of their busy schedule to chit-chat with us and have all throughout the course of the year. That being said, it's time to get squared away on two things. One, what's the fashion going to be like this week? And Two, what's the weather? And how do the two commingle? I'm glad you asked that, Steve, because TSN Chief Meteorologist Dan Brunoff is going to get you right.
Well, another beautiful day here across East Texas and the Upper Texas Coast. Great night for high school football. We finally cooled off midweek, and now we're still pretty cool. We got up into the mid to upper 70s today. We'll be cooling into the 60s during the game, an east wind at about 5 to 10. Kicking game and passing game should not be hampered. Just a beautiful evening. May want to bring a light wrap in case you get a little bit chilly for the second half. But all in all, a banner evening. I'm meteorologist Dan Brunoff in the TSN Forecast Center.
Now, when Dan says light wrap, the first thing I'm thinking of is like chicken, we thinking turkey. Oh, wait, he means something to put on your body.
Yeah, not lettuce and tomato and mayonnaise.
All right, fair enough.
So but it is appropriate.
That is appropriate. It's 100% appropriate. So
nice, cool evening.
Get ready for it. We're there. We're
Can
getting
I believe
there.
I said cool?
Well, I mean, I'll tell you what, it's been coolish.
Yeah,
it's been
that's
coolish.
What I mean.
I'll tell you what else has been coolish, especially if you're a Kilgore football fan. Like I said, we already told you about their big win. They beat up on Chapel Hill last week out of Tyler, and that's a game. That's a team that, or it's kind of it's definitely a rivalry. And it's funny too because Kilgore will beat them in the regular season, and then Chapel Hill gets them in the postseason.
That is true.
And we talked about that with Clinton, and you know, I mean, look, it's not like you'd say, okay, which one would you rather have? I mean, I think we know which one you'd rather have, of course. So, you know, you want to win. And it's, look, we already know it's hard to win twice against the same team in the same year. All right, so Kilgore, they're playing Lindale, as you guys heard, in a 4A D1 matchup this week. Of course, like I said, these are all district games, so make sure you take note of that. Athens and Carthage. Now, Carthage ranked number one overall right now in 4A D2, and rightfully so. They've just been an absolute, they've been running roughshod over everybody. But Athens, a team that was a 4A 4AD1. They now drop down to 4AD2. They're 5-1 on the year, so this is their first time matching up as district foes. So, do I like Carthage in that matchup? Yes, I do. But hey, it's Friday. Anything can happen. You guys know that. West Orange Stark, they're playing Shepherd this week. West Orange Stark, they're ranked right now in 4AD2. The Fighting Dan Hooks. And then, of course, in the good old 23-6A, you've got Atascocita, you've got North Shore, and you've got Summer Creek, all ranked 4, 2, and 8, respectively, all in action this week. Who were some of the big performers last week? Stick around. We'll tell you next. Don't go anywhere. It's Countdown to Kickoff. Welcome back in. Just a couple more games that we want to touch on as well as we get ready for week 8. And like I said, we are in full blown district play mode as well. We already mentioned about Summer Creek and Atascocita, as well as North Shore as well. Carthage, we already talked about them a little bit as well. And then don't forget Madisonville. Shout out to our Madisonville peeps. They were on a 3-game losing streak, Steve. They bounced back in a big way last week against LaGrange, 56-42. Huge win for them, getting off, like I said, this is a team that we talked to Coach Urbanke at the very beginning of the year, and this is a team that has never gotten past the third round in their school history, right? And so they've got a very senior-laden class, and they've played some really good teams so far this year, right? They've played some of the top schools in 3A, in 4A. So, again, you know, and Steve, you know this. It's all about where are you at come district time? Where are you playing your best football? You and I have seen it firsthand. You're not going to lose your year losing in weeks 3 and 4. Okay?
That is true.
As long as you're playing your best football in late October, early November, you've got a chance. And Madisonville, they're taking on Caldwell this weekend. So shout out to our Madisonville Mustangs. All right, that's Steve. I'm Fred. Coming up next, let's take a trip down to the southern region of the state as we take a look at all the games. Plus, we've got Coach Carter from Lake Travis joining us, the undefeated Lake Carter folks, talking all things high school football next. Don't go anywhere.
From the Texas State Network, this is Countdown to Kickoff, brought to you by Uber Eats. Counting on your team to deliver the win? Count on Uber Eats to deliver your favorite game day meal before or after the game.
All right, let's get into the southern region of the state. We're talking Austin, we're talking San Antonio, we're talking everything Corpus Christi and south of that. But today, for today's conversation, we met up with Coach Hank Carter from Lake Travis. And, you know, look, all they're doing is undefeated so far. Ranked is, as usual, in the top 10 in 6A. And once again, now look, they haven't won a state championship since 2016, which for some schools, that, you know, hey, they'll take that all day, every day. But when you're Lake Travis, look, you want state championships, you're competing for state championships every year, and that's just the norm and the standard. We talked about that with Coach Carter.
I think the attention that you get a lot of times is based on what's happening at the moment, and I think that when we've had championship level football teams and our kids have gone out there and done it on the field, and they've got the accolades that they deserved. I'm one of those that we can't control, you know, what type of exposure. Obviously, Dallas and Houston are a lot bigger areas than Austin. I do think that we've got great football here. Obviously, there's several programs in 6A that have done well, gone on and played for championships and all the way down. But, you know, I think ultimately, you know, when some of our parents may say, oh, you know, how do we get more people in the stands? I say, well, we just need to play better, you know. And so I think if you want more attention or you want more people to talk about, you start doing something that's really outstanding, and the word spreads pretty fast. For us, each year is a little bit different. Obviously, we set out to win a state championship. That's what our goal is every single year here. We haven't won one since 16, and we got beaten a close one in 17. We've had some good football teams since then, but, you know, just not either we hadn't coached it good enough or we go out there and mistakes or injuries have kind of derailed us. The excitement level of our team right now and the way that we're playing is exactly what we would have hoped. Everything that we set out to do is right in front of us. Now we just have to go do it and execute. It's really the teams that go win a state championship or go make a deep run are the ones that keep getting better all year long. And that's what we've been preaching to the kids. Yeah. So coming into the year, we were losing a lot of our offensive linemen. Only had one guy coming back on the O-line with experience. But we had a good solid core of skilled players coming back, including our quarterback, Chasen Ditta, he's a phenomenal player. And really our offensive line has come together probably quicker than we would have anticipated. They played at a high level all year long, and our offensive skill along with our quarterback, everybody's, you know, had a big year. I think defensively we graduated about half of our starters, but we had some key components coming back. I think we're just starting to play at our best defensively, but I like how we're playing. I think that obviously we've got a big test with Dripping Springs this week. One of the, you know, maybe the best team we've played all year. These guys are, you know, very, very physical, and they've been used to making some deep playoff runs, and they've gotten us better of us the last 2 years. And so we know we have a great opponent in front of us. Yeah, so our tight end, Josiah Thomas, is an excellent player. He's going to go play college football. Hasn't made his decision yet, but he's a great pass catcher, and does a great job of blocking. Our running back, Van Hopping, has had a breakout year. Lark Seidel, wideouts, made a lot of plays for us. Patrick Colby's our leading receiver, got banged up a week ago, but he'll be back pretty soon. Dylan Cullors, our leading receiver from a year ago, missed 3 or 4 weeks with an ankle, but he's back healthy. And we've got some young guys, Weston Smith on the offensive side of the ball, that's come in and provide some depth at the wide receiver position. And so offensively, we've played really, really good. And, you know, obviously we know we have a tough test with Drip's defense this week. I think the biggest thing that we try to focus on is who's our next opponent, right? What's the test that we're going to face this week? Focus on that. Really, what are the things that we need to do to get better as a football team all the way down to each individual player? I love how football is such a routine. You play, you know, you got one game every week, one opponent to worry about. Don't need to worry about anything else other than getting ready for those guys and doing what I can mentally and physically to be prepared to go out and play with my best football. And so I think ultimately for us, it's just a matter of face the opponent that's right in front of us. But typically the biggest problems would come from within. Make sure that we're taking care of the things that we can control, which is our effort and our execution.
Appreciate that as always. Of course, that's Coach Carter. They've got their hands full. And I know we're going to touch on the Dripping Springs game here in the next segment. We've got a handful of games for you guys to, you know, sink into this week. As like I said, week 8 gets underway on Thursday. He's Steve. I'm Fred. Countdown to Kickoff, Southern Region. Let's take a whip around the Southern Region, talk about some of the games coming up. Don't go anywhere. It is Countdown to Kickoff.
To Countdown to Kickoff, brought to you by Uber Eats. Counting on your team to deliver the win? Count on Uber Eats to deliver your favorite game day meal before or after the game.
All right, it is Countdown to Kickoff, week 8 high school football, and we are just a few weeks away from district play being over. I mean, blink and you missed it, Steve.
That's crazy.
Blink and
I cannot
you
believe
missed it.
4 weeks and it's playoff time.
I mean, it's hard to wrap your brain around, but I mean, look, we're a little over a month away from Thanksgiving, and that's where we're at right now.
It's spooky.
It is spooky. I mean, it's funny you say that too, because we're what, 2 weeks away from Halloween as well. Yes. So plenty of spooky. You'll have a few high school games going on a Thursday night, and of course, just stay tuned because we will have you ready for all of them. Speaking of being ready, here's our own Texas State Radio Network's the one, the only Chief Meteorologist Dan Brunoff, getting you ready both, you know, what to wear and how to feel on Friday.
I think the attention that you get a lot of times is based on what's happening.
Well, that's Hank Carter, who's also
finally got some fall-like temperatures here the last few days of this week. Friday night lights, ladies and gentlemen, here across the Hill Country in South Texas. Beautiful, beautiful evening shaping up for us. We only got up into the low 80s today, falling into the upper 60s to low 70s during the game. So that was a pretty stiff east-southeast wind at about 10 to 20 miles per hour. It might hamper the kicking and passing game just a little bit. But all in all, just appropriately, maybe a light wrap for the ladies. I'm meteorologist Dan Brunoff in the TSN Forecast Center.
Light wrap for the ladies. You know the deal. Hey, you're going to get two things when you listen to a Dan Brunoff weather report, okay? You're going to get the weather, and then you're going to get some fashion advice as well.
How am I going to dress?
Light wrap for the
Either
ladies.
Either that or eat.
Okay?
How am I going to eat?
That's it. Well, he made it clear, though. I mean, you know, the first one he said it's just a wrap. Hey, specify, I guess he heard us, specified, okay, it's not, this isn't a sandwich, it's for the ladies.
Absolutely.
So there you have it. All right, you've got to, and again, we talked to Lake Travis coach Hank Carter today, and, you know, look, obviously this guy's been doing this a long time.
Yeah.
He's no stranger to how to handle this stuff, but of course he knows, I mean, it's one thing, I mean, and that's, you know, look, that's the thing about these teams, especially these teams that are good every year, and Lake Travis and the Austin Westlakes are being one of them. And, you know, throw Dripping Springs into this mix now, Steve, because these guys are battle tested by the time they get to playoffs.
Absolutely. And I think you need to start at this particular time, start looking at not the number one, number two, but maybe the 3 and 4 teams in district, because, well, like you say, battle tested. I mean, they're 6-1. Lake Travis is 6-0, yes, but they're battle tested. Mm-hmm. Now, who's going to stay balanced in this particular game? Because they're pretty equally matched. Quarterback play, running back, defense. Dripping Springs, they have a really good secondary, really good defense. And then, is Lake Travis even looking forward to Westlake?
Are you calling this a trap game, Steve?
It is.
Are you
a trap
calling
game.
This a trap
it is
game,
a
Steve?
Huge trap game,
man. Yeah. Well, hey, don't tell Coach Carter that. I'm glad I didn't say anything to him. All right, coming up next, a couple players that we're going to take a look at, as well as a few more games to get you ready for another wonderful week of high school football. Don't you go anywhere. It's Count to Kickoff right here on Texas State Radio Networks. Welcome back in. Final segment talking all things Southern Region in the state of Texas, if we do say so ourselves. Alamo Heights, why is nobody talking about Alamo Heights right now? All right? You know who's talking about Alamo Heights?
You are.
We're talking about Alamo Heights, Steve. They're 7-0. They're taking on San Antonio Veterans Memorial this week. They're 2-4 on the season, so we fully expect Alamo Heights to handle their business. And then, of course, Corpus Christi Miller, the Buccaneers, are taking on Corpus Christi Carroll in a district matchup. And of course, Corpus Christi Miller, Trevor Long, their quarterback, he's coming off a huge game last week, 14 of 18.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
On the night, 328 yards passing, 6 touchdowns, and added another touchdown touchdown on the ground to go along with 27 yards, Steve. So not a bad day for our guy from Corpus Christi Miller. And then my guy from Poth, they're 6-0. They're taking on Stockdale. And then, of course, Smithson Valley, they're 4-2 on the year. And again, a stingy 4-2 as they take on Seguin in 13-5A district play.
There you
All
go.
Right, what are we talking, Northside next?
We're talking Northside. We're talking North.
All right, so we're going to get into a little bit of the DFW. We don't have quite the Herculean matchup that we had last week, yeah, but that's true. Not to say, Steve, that we're not going to have some good matchups in the DFW. What are they? I'm glad you asked. We'll tell you next. Don't go anywhere. It's Countdown to Kickoff right here on Texas State Radio Networks.
From the Texas State Network, this is Countdown to Kickoff, brought to you by Uber Eats. Counting on your team to deliver the win? Count on Uber Eats to deliver your favorite game day meal before or after the game.
Appreciate that. Go get you some Uber Eats. You will be glad that you did. All right. So, you know, look, we don't have the monster, enormous game that we had last week. And, of course, Duncanville DeSoto, that was the game that had everybody just kind of besides themselves. And, you know, it was one of them things, Steve, where, I mean, it was a good, not great football game, right? I mean, when you have
right.
it, did it match the hype? No, not necessarily. I mean, it was huge. I mean, the hype was real and for good reason. But when you get down, you know, when one team jumps out to such a big lead and the other team's kind of playing catch up, and, you know, it was great for those last 4 or 5 minutes. Now, if that last quarter would have been like the first three, then we would have been having a different conversation. But, you know, Duncanville showed why they're maybe the best team in the state.
And I agree with that. And we tried to get Coach Samples on this week. We'll try to get him on next week. But the bottom line is it shows that particular game shows where the weaknesses are and where the strengths are. And so even though they're just like siblings,
yeah.
I mean, they're just a couple miles apart. And they've been rivalries forever and a day. And you're talking, you know, D1, D2. You know, what's going to happen at the end of the year? Was it a good test for everybody to see where you were? Absolutely.
So let's take a look. I mean, we've got a lot of games to get to as far as, you know, what's jumping off the page. And you know what? Let's the game that's jumping off my page, okay? You already know, given where I live in the DFW area. And you guys all know that I represent the Fighting Farmers over in Louisville. And that's where I live. That's where I reside. And, you know, I'm happy for my Louisville Fighting Farmers. Mm-hmm. But they got their hands full this week, Steve.
Yeah, they do.
They've got their hands full with a Capel team that is, what, 6-0 on the year. Now, they did just beat the brakes off a Little Elm this past Friday, 59-14, but this has been a stingy team all year long. And we had folks telling us before the season started, before we even did this show, we were kind of, you know, getting everything lined up as to how the show was going to go and what have you. We had people kind of whispering, hey, keep an eye out for this Capel team this year, and they certainly haven't disappointed.
Well, they're 27-3 over the past 3 years, and the coach has been there. This is his third year, so they're very stingy on defense. Louisville has a great offense. So I think the key to this game, can Louisville slow it down enough
right.
for their offense to be able to just methodically get down the field and score? So if you can keep Coppell from scoring and then you can keep your guys in it, you have a chance.
So when you look at this Louisville team, I mean, they beat up on Flower Mound last week. They've taken care of their crosstown rival, Marcus. Mm-hmm. They already beat Denton Braswell. So they're sitting at 3-0 right now in the district. And, again, with this Capel team, though, I mean, look, this is where it's going to come down to. I mean, they're going to have to, like you said, it's going to be about time of possession. And, you know, I mean, look, they've shown that they can score in bunches when they need to,
yeah.
right? But I think this is one of those games where I don't know that you necessarily want to get into a track meet.
No, not at all. And I think this is a character building game. You're right in the middle of it, in the thick of it. What are we going to do the rest of the year?
Yeah.
I think this game is pretty pivotal.
No, it absolutely is. And of course, but if you're Capel, you're feeling pretty good about yourself because you already took care of Denton Geyer. So, like I said, whoever wins this game is feeling pretty good about their playoff chances as well. Lovejoy, all right, the Fighting Todd Dodges.
I was going to tell you that.
You know what? I mean, look, you got Frisco Emerson coming to town, but this is a Lovejoy team that, and we actually we talked to Coach Denard earlier in the show, and you know that Lubbock Cooper team, you know, they beat Lovejoy to start the season, right?
That's
but of
true.
Course, Lovejoy hasn't. It seems like they've kind of gotten off that. You know, took that hit to the canvas, and they've gotten up, and they've felt okay since.
You know, Anna, we talked about them earlier in the year. They were making some waves. They're going to be at Prosper Walnut Grove, and I think they're going to win that one this week. A couple of more, if you don't mind, I'll just run
Go
through them
it.
Real quick. Cypress Woods over Cypress Springs. That's down in Houston.
Yeah, it is.
Dallas First Baptist over San Antonio Holy Cross. That's a private. Frisco Panther Creek over Lake Dallas. Dallas Kimball over Dallas Carter. And then, like you said, the Lovejoy over Frisco Emerson.
By the way, Lovejoy, like, let's put it this way. If you guys are in the DFW area and you want to go check this game out, or let's put it this way, you like offense, you definitely want to check it out. Lovejoy with a top 10 5A offense, 441 yards per game.
Nice.
All right, what's the weather going to be like? And what are a handful of other games we're watching out for? Stick around. We'll tell you next.
Now, back to Countdown to Kickoff. Brought to you by Uber Eats. Counting on your team to deliver the win? Count on Uber Eats to deliver your favorite game day meal before or after the game.
All right, all right, all right. Welcome back in, boys and girls. All right, so it's been pretty nice here in the DFW Metroplex, if we do say so ourselves, Steve. I mean, when we got up this morning, I'm not going to say there was like a weather alert, but, I mean, for crying out loud, you could open up a window and let the fresh air blow in.
I was enjoying it immensely.
You know?
I didn't even turn the air on.
Well, no, that's what I'm saying. You didn't
open
need
up
to.
The windows, let it happen.
Just let it, you know... Brush it out. Do whatever you need to do. But I'll tell you what, speaking of do what you need to do, how do you need to look and feel this Friday if you're in the DFW area looking to go to a football game? Well, I'll tell you what, Chief Meteorologist Dan Brunoff from TSN is going to tell you both.
Well, my North Texas friends, hope you enjoyed tonight's high school football. We had that strong cold front come into the area last Wednesday, and now, man, it's cool out there. Temperatures have only got up into the mid to upper 70s today across the Red River in North Texas. We'll fall into the upper 60s by the end of the game. The wind will be southeasterly at about 10 to 20 miles per hour, so a little bit of a chill in the air, but no rain is in the forecast. I'm meteorologist Dan Brunoff in the TSN Forecast Center.
All right, that's becoming football weather, man.
That's we're in the throes of it, Steve.
Yeah,
we're in the throes of it.
So I think appropriate wear for the night.
Yeah.
Would be a light wrap.
I mean, look, if you don't have a light wrap in your wardrobe,
yeah.
You're doing it wrong.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, where do you get said wrap from?
I don't know.
Amazon.
Oh, there you go.
Be my first guess.
Look it up. Light
to all
wrap.
To all of our lady TSN light listeners out wrap. There, I'm sure you guys all have some sort. And maybe that. Hey, you know what? And maybe that's going to be the next rage in high school merchandise. You go to your football game on a Friday or a Thursday or a Saturday, depending upon what the situation is. You wear your team wrap. Maybe we're onto something here.
A light wrap with the logo?
Hello. Maybe we just
Goodness
came up with something,
gracious.
Huh? How about that? DeSoto.
Moly.
They playing this week? They are, aren't they?
They are playing this week, and it's going to be, and I'm not going to say it's going to be an easy game.
Go ahead and say it. No,
but
you
they're
want
playing
to.
Horn, and Horn is 1-5.
Okay, so over under 45.
Yes.
You taking the over or the under?
I think it's going to be a game where mentally they can just get back where they need to be.
Oh, they're going to, Horn doesn't stand a chance.
No.
What day is that game? Is that Friday?
It's Friday.
Okay.
Yeah, 7 right. o'clock.
Well, and then.
And they're at home. Yeah, and it's a district game, so, I mean, they're going to take care of business.
Man.
You know, they're going to get back on track.
Prayers
they're going to feel good
Horn.
About themselves when it's done. So, yeah. That's the way it's going to happen.
No, absolutely. That's exactly how it's going to happen. Then Lancaster, they play at Duncanville on Friday as well.
Yep.
Keelon Russell is
they're scrappy.
You know, kicking butt, taking names. You guys
they are
know.
Scrappy.
No, he's on a different level right now. that's for sure, as is his wide receiver, Dracorian Moore. All right. That's Steve. I'm Fred. A couple games that you guys need to be looking at as well as we wrap up the north side of the state.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what I'm talking about.
How about that?
Yeah.
How about that, Steve? How about that?
That's crazy. Something.
That's nutty. Nutty.
Yeah, my oldest son didn't get any.
Man, it's rough out there. It's rough out there.
I mean, they still rib each other.
But as they should. As they should. All right, so we already told you guys, Coppell-Lewisville. I'm going to go ahead and this game is at Lewisville, which, like I said, it's not far from where I live.
We're going to differ, I can already tell you.
I know we are. I know we are, and that's what makes this show so great. Lewisville with the upset. Lewisville with the upset. I'm going 34-30 Lewisville on Friday.
Okay. It's not out of the realm of possibility.
No, it's not. Absolutely
Lewisville
not.
Has a great offense, okay? I'm just worried about their defense. Kind of like I was worried about the defense of DeSoto.
Like the Cowboys.
You know, when DeSoto and Duncanville played, that's what I kept saying. It's like, I see a chink in the armor with the defense.
You knew DeSoto could score, but you knew that they could give up points, too.
That's where I'm going with Lewisville. If Lewisville can keep it close, their offense could pull it out.
Your offense has to score, and your defense needs to force some turnovers if you're going to win that football game on Friday night.
That's
so we'll be keeping an eye on it and let you know. And, of course, you guys know that Friday from 10 to 12:30, there's no better place to be in the state of Texas than right here on the Scoreboard Wrap-Up and Post-Game Show. All right, final segment. All things West. Don't go anywhere.
From the Texas State Network, this is Countdown to Kickoff. Brought to you by Uber Eats. Counting on your team to deliver the win? Count on Uber Eats to deliver your favorite game day meal before or after the game.
Appreciate that. We've covered the North. We've covered the East. We've covered the South. And we've saved the best for last over in the West part of the state. It's that time as we talk to a different coach.
Go West, young man.
Hey, we're going West. We're going to Lubbock, in fact, is exactly where we're going. We're going to chat with the one, the only head coach, Chip Darden. He's got his Cooper Pirates at 6-1 in a battle of Coopers. They just got done beating the brakes off of Abilene last week, 49-17. They traveled to Amarillo, Palo Duro this week as they continue. As they've said before, look, it's Alito or bust, and that's kind of where they're feeling. At least, that's one of the teams that's kind of set the tone, needless to say, in 5A Division II. Here's Coach Chip Darden talking all things Cooper Pirate football.
Yeah, I think the biggest thing for this team has been the improvement throughout the year. We open with Lovejoy and get a program kind of victory that was just really big for momentum in the program. And, the big theme was that if that's the peak of our year, that's no good. And so what's been encouraging for us is watching that we've improved every week. And we're seeing that. And, just like everybody else, we're dealing with injuries. We've had some major injuries that make us a different team. But it's been fun to watch how coaches and how players have adapted to some of that and how we just continue to improve. And so as much as, playing Lovejoy, playing Friendship that you mentioned, that's a huge rivalry here in West Texas, just, and I'm biased, but probably the biggest rivalry here in West Texas right now. Playing those teams are great for us, and you want to win them, and there's a lot of intensity. But ultimately, when you start district, those are the bigger games. And so I've been proud of our team for how the district has gone. We've started the first three games and again continue to improve, and being 3-0, you put yourself and I think a lot of teams maybe take it for granted when we've been fortunate enough to be in the playoffs every year since 2013. We don't take it for granted, and I think they're in a position now that they've got three games to go where they're playing for something in all three games, and pretty neat in mid-late October to be playing for something, and they're proud of that. So it's easy to motivate. It's easy to motivate this time of year. I think so, that's the hard part, and I think those guys would tell you the same. And like, if you look at our region in Division II, District 3 and District 4, how brutal they are, like, yes, you would love to be playing your best ball when you get to December and at that point to get to state championship, things like that. But if you're not playing really good football right now, then you might not have that opportunity. And so that's the balance of it. I think the hard part for us, just knowing where we're going to be, is we got the dreaded week 11 open week. And so when counting scrimmages, we're now I guess on about, what is that, week 9 straight of just no days off. And So I think right now we're kind of feeling the effects of just some little injuries and little sicknesses that happen to every program. It's not new, you know, not just to us, but we're kind of in that phase. So it's hard for me to tell exactly where we're going to be. I do know that, you know, being in Division One and we drop down to Division Two, I think there's a lot of excitement of just hearing people, hey, you're not with Aledo, you're not with Denton Ryan anymore. But you go look at those other districts and you've got Argyle, Melissa, Lovejoy, Mansfield, Timberview, and just great programs that the region is not easy. And so, I don't know. I really like our team. I like where we're at. I think we've been able to develop some depth. I would have told you if we had this interview about 6-7 weeks ago, I would have told you how concerned I was with our depth. And I think we've really developed some and played some guys that we feel a lot better about now. And to me, that's a huge part of making a run. And I mean, you know, just as well as anybody that matchups matter in the playoffs. One guy rolling an ankle in practice or, you know, this or that just matters so much. And that's kind of why we try not to just totally base our success and how happy we're going to be with the season based on what happens in the tournament. But I think we are putting ourselves in a position. Again, we're not in. We're not locked in. We're playing for a spot these next 3 weeks. But I think if we are fortunate enough.
Appreciate you, Coach. And we'll get to a little bit more of what Cooper's got going on as we go into Week 8. We'll review some games in Week 8. Don't you go anywhere. It's TSN right here.
Now back to Countdown to Kickoff. Brought to you by Uber Eats. Counting on your team to deliver the win? Count on Uber Eats to deliver your favorite game day meal before or after the game.
Appreciate that, Uber Eats guy. And we are back. Thank you once again to Coach Chip
Dearden.
Just a great dude. Just all around good guy.
He was awesome.
And, you know, hey, man, it's got Cooper rolling right now.
I know.
Got Cooper rolling right now. They got a handful of games left. Let's see. They've got 3 games left in the district against, like I said, this tomorrow, actually, because today's, what, the 16th? Yeah, it's, what, you know, Thursday. Thursday night football.
Thursday night.
At Palo Duro. And then the following week, the Wichita Falls Memorial comes to town, and then they finish at Abilene Wiley. So there are your Lubbock Cooper Pirates. Chip Darden, thank you once again. All right. It's that time of the program, boys and girls, where we've heard, we've gotten differing reports about what the weather's going to be like. All good, though. What about the west side? Well, let's find out from Chief Meteorologist Dan Brunoff.
Hard to believe it's high school football Friday night lights time here across West Texas. And we've had a few showers around parts of the Pecos, Trans-Pecos, also into the Permian Basin this afternoon. They've been few and far between, not really amounting to too much. Yeah, you can bring some rain gear just in case, but most likely you won't need it. And temperatures, man, it's been nice here for the past couple of days. And readings will be falling into the 60s through game time. Wind will be a little gusty from the southeast, so the kicking and passing game may be a problem. Meteorologist Dan Brunoff, TSN Forecast Center.
You know, there's one thing that that weather report tells me.
What?
You might need a wrap.
You might need a wrap.
If that wind picks up from the southeast,
it is
and
West
it
Texas.
Drops into the 60s, if you don't have a wrap, something's wrong.
The wind will go right through you.
You will definitely want a wrap for this weekend. Well, let's wrap up some of the games that you're looking at this week.
Well, I think one of the biggest one out in the San Angelo area is Hamilton Ballinger. Ballinger Bearcats, they were tremendous so far this year,
right.
Considering they were winless last year. They're off to a 4-2 start, won their district opener last week, 33-12 victory over Bangs, and now the Bearcats are going to be taking on Hamilton, which is they're ranked number 10 in the state, and this is going to be the first ever matchup between these two guys because of the new district alignment. So Hamilton 6-0, and they beat Coleman last week, 21-14. Bulldogs went 6-5 last year, haven't won more than 7 games in a season since 07. So Hamilton's really not accustomed to being a top 10 team. Now, with that being said, Ballinger, you know, deep in their DNA, they have less experience in big games, and that could be a factor. So I think defense is going to be a big thing.
Well, we already mentioned Lovett Cooper at Palo Duro.
Yep.
Don't forget two in, let's see, we've got a handful of games, but another couple games in 2A. You got Sunray at Highland Park. Ah. Also to Shamrock at Clarendon, Wheeler at Memphis. And then, of course, don't forget, you've got Friona at Canadian and Childress at Talia. All right, we'll wrap this thing up next. Don't go anywhere. He's Steve. I'm Fred. All right, all right, all right, all right. Don't forget, every Friday night you can catch on these TSN, this exact same TSN affiliate
right
that you're
here
listening to right now.
Yep.
Make sure you tune in on a Friday night from 10 to 12:30. I mean, if you want to listen to the whole 2.5 hours, be our guest. We're going to be here. All right. We would love for you to be here as well. 1-888-256-1080, 1-888-256-1080. That's the phone number to chime in. We had our best week ever last week with phone calls. All right.
Yep.
You guys were absolutely fantastic. All right. We want to up the ante again this week. We want you guys to call in. Tell us who your TSN affiliate is, what game you're watching, what game you represented. Maybe if you know if your kid scored a touchdown, maybe your son's the coach, whatever. All right. That's what we've had. Or maybe your program is doing something it's never done before, like we had last week where we had a program that had won five games and had never done it in its programs, history. So that's what we like to do. And of course, you guys already know. We're going to have interviews from across the state as well, play-by-play guys that were there, gals that were there, whatever. And we'd love to hear from you as
Tons
well.
Tons of scores.
And scores
lots,
on scores on
lots,
scores on
lots,
scores.
Lots.
I got to tell you this. You definitely want to tune in this Friday on this same TSN affiliate. You will be glad that you did. That's the one, the only Steve Randall. I'm Fred Davis. I want to appreciate everybody for tuning in, for being a part of the TSN show. Don't forget, Friday, 10 to 12:30. We'll catch you then. 1-888-256-1080. Can't wait. Have a wonderful Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Let's go watch some high school football. God bless. Be safe out there.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.